Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and this is yet another program from my home studio. We're all working at home, we're in lockdown in New Zealand and we're definitely discouraged from going anywhere outside our neighbourhood, and the over 70s are discouraged from leaving home because we're part of that vulnerable group of people that are trying to avoid getting this COVID-19 disease that's ravaging our world. Lots of on the news, we're aware of what's happening in other countries down here in New Zealand, and I'm just horrified at what's happening in the USA and through Italy and Spain and France and the UK as well. Just terrible news, and we won't talk about that too much on this program. One of the best things that you can do when you have to stay at home is to listen to some bluegrass music. Enjoy that. I hope you can do that with me. We've got a real mixed bag on the program today, because I'm making this just before Easter, and I'm not sure when you're going to get to hear it, but because it's coming up to Easter, there's going to be some gospel tunes, particularly reflecting on Easter, and I hope that will be a blessing for many of you. We're going to kick off with a group called Grasstown. They're a fine band of middle-aged blokes, I suppose you'd call them. That's a funny way to describe it. Steve Gully on lead guitar and vocals, Alan Barbie on mandolin and vocals, Phil Ledbetter on resonator guitar, and Jason Davis on banjo, Travis Greer on bass, and they do some really good driving bluegrass. We're going to kick off with a tune called Hard Working Man. Town from the album The Other Side of Town. I've always liked the thought that in North Carolina you can go around a corner and find a bluegrass band, and I think that's true. There's just some great pickers there. It's part of the culture, and I would love to be part of that culture, to tell you the truth. But here's a band that you don't hear much about, Double Overtime, and the album is called First Cut. Came out several years ago, 2011. So it came out 9 years ago, and it is really a bunch of good old boys, ranging in age from 20s to 60s, and they just play some good fun bluegrass music. Dean Simpson on mandolin, tenor vocals, Ricky Holyfield on banjo, bass vocals, Randy Bledsoe on bass fiddle and lead vocals, Tom Costner on resonating guitar, and Adam Simpson on guitar and baritone vocals. And I've got them down to play a tune called The Girl from West Virginia. Let's hear Double Overtime. Double Overtime. They come from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Doakes and Surrey counties, both of which are located in the northern Piedmont of North Carolina. Some great down-home bluegrass for you there from Double Overtime. Next, we've got a track from Honey Deaton from the album Promise to a Soldier. She's a lovely singer. No relation to Ray Deaton, who was such a famous bass player from Dore Lawson's days, as far as I can tell. But Honey and her husband Jeff and their band Dream play some wonderful music, and I've selected a track called All Alone. The title seemed appropriate as to our lives in lockdown, although the song's a little bit different from that. But here is Honey Deaton and All Alone.
I'm standing here once again on the lonely road of life. The love I had was here to stay, but today he said goodbye. I'm trying to keep a smile to stay alive for his love was mine, at least I thought. Now he's gone and left my life. I'm trying to keep a smile, to stay alive for a while. When the lights go out and no one sees, I'll cry out loud till I fall asleep all
song from Honey Deaton. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, who have been sponsoring music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. Great music shop. They've got supplies of banjos and guitars and fiddles and mandolins and ukuleles by the thousand. All sorts of other musical supplies as well, strings, capos, straps, guitar stands, and lots of books on music as well. I'm delighted that Shearer's are sponsoring me, and feel very much part of their family of musicians around Hamilton. Go in there, you'll get good service. All their salespeople are musicians. They know what you're talking about, and they'll understand what you want. I've had the pleasure of hosting the next band here in New Zealand, the Sonoran Dogs, based in Arizona. They're a great bunch of guys. They love touring Australia. I think I've seen them in Australia a couple of times. They've travelled to New Zealand. We've done a house concert with them, and they play some wonderful music. Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Brian Davis on bass. He doesn't come with them. And we usually have Bruce Packard from Australia playing bass with them when they're in Australia and in New Zealand. And Tyler James playing banjo, and they do a fine version of Cherokee Shuffle. Let's have a listen to it.
Thank you.
the Sonoran Dogs with Cherokee Shuffle. Time to hear from Honey Deaton now. Here's a song called I'm Calling Jesus.
I'm starting out today. I'm on my way back. Ain't no one gonna stop me or get me off track. Turning from the wrong way, turning to the right. I'm running from the darkness and running to the light. I'm calling Jesus.
I'm calling Jesus and I got my Lord,
Jesus.
I'm calling Jesus, I can
yes,
call
I am.
Time.
I'm calling Jesus.
I'm calling Jesus and he hears when I
pray.
I'm calling Jesus, I can call my day.
To Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and playing you some of the music that I love to listen to and play. Anyone who's listened to the show before will know that the Stanley Brothers is one of my favourite bluegrass bands, and we're going to have a couple of songs from them. They do gospel music like no one else does, and from the album Hymns and Sacred Songs that came out in 1959, we're going to hear How Can We Thank Him for What He Has Done, appropriate for Easter time, don't you think? Playing on this one is Carter Stanley on guitar, of course, and Ralph plays banjo when it's needed. Al Elliott was playing mandolin, Chubby Anthony the fiddle, and George Shuffler was playing the bass. How Can We Thank Him for What He Has Done?
Which was lost. They scorned him and they mocked him because they didn't know what they was doing. Calvary Mountain, nailed to the cross, he lifted his eyes toward heaven and said, Father, I've completed the work thou hast given me to do.
He gave us that feet, and he made us to walk. He gave us that tongue, and he made us to talk. On Calvary, he gave up his son. How can we thank him for what he has done?
Some classic bluegrass gospel there from the Steady Brothers. How can we thank him for what he has done? And now from the album The Good People, came out in 1960, the song Purple Robe. I've played the song before on the radio show. I think I did it from the Stanley Gospel Tradition Band. But this time it's from the Stanley Brothers, and they've got Bill Napier playing lead guitar for them and George Shuffler on bass again. This is from 1960, Purple Robe.
It's a story so unkind in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone one day.
Savior wore all the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
In the common judgment hall he was mocked and scorned by all, and the tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked man smote him with their evil hand, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. On his head, piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
Words of truth that day was plain from the lips of Pilate King. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple.
Classic bluegrass from the Stanley Brothers. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to play. One person who's always intrigued me in bluegrass music is Roy Acuff. He was there. He preempted Bill Munro in having a band with banjo and fiddle and guitar, as near as I can tell. And Roy's music was very close to bluegrass music. In many ways, just missed the banjo playing of Earl Scruggs. If Roy had Earl Scruggs playing banjo for him, who would say what bluegrass would have turned out to be? But one classic tune that Roy Acuff did was the Wabash Cannonball, and I've been working that out on dobro lately and banjo. It's a great tune to play, good to pick around, try and get the melody just sitting just where you want it. Because of that, I've done a little bit of investigation into the Wabash Cannonball. There's differing reports about whether it came out in 1936 or 1938, actually. Now, the Wabash Cannonball is a really old song, and I decided to look up Wikipedia about it just to find out more about the song. The Great Rock Island Route, also known as the Wabash Cannonball, is a title of an American folk song that describes the scenic beauty of the Wabash Cannonball Express as it traveled on the Great Rock Island train route. Over many years, this popular song's music has remained unchanged, while the verses have been updated by various song artists. As early as 1882, sheet music titled The Great Rock Island Route was credited to J.A. Roff. This version and all the subsequent versions contain a variation of the chorus that we all know in the song. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar as she dashes through the woodland and speeds along the shore. See the mighty rushing engine, hear a merry bell ring out as they speed along in safety on the Great Rock Island route. That's way back in 1882. A rewritten version by William Kind appeared in 1904 under the title Wabash Cannonball. And the Carter family made one of the first recordings of the song in 1929, which was released in 1932. And a popular version was recorded by Roy Acuff in 1936. And the Acuff version is one of the fewer than 40 all-time singles to have sold 10 million or more physical copies worldwide. How about that? The song Wabash Cannonball is part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Well, would you have believed it? And it just makes a nice tune on dobro. Pete Kirby, Bashful Brother Oswald, played it for Roy Acuff Band and the Smoky Mountain Boys, and they also had Charlie Collins on guitar, Howdy Forrester on fiddle, and Oney Wheeler on harmonica, and Roy Acuff, of course, did the great vocals to it. You see why it's so close to bluegrass music and so much part of our bluegrass music culture? Here's Pete Kirby playing the Wabash Cannonball.
Great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen O' Flowing Mountains to the South Bell by the Moor. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos fall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Down to Birmingham one cold December day, as she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos fall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the course throughout the land. His His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar as he glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos fall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
One of the classic tunes of bluegrass music, the Wabash Cannonball, and that was Roy Acuff with Pete Kirby playing the dobro on that one. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people that are listening in the Access radio stations around New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. It comes out on your stations at all different times, so not sure when you'll be listening. You can also download it as a podcast from Access Radio site. From just go to the Access Radio site and look for Backwoods Bluegrass, and all the instructions are there. You'll work it out. And for all the people that are listening in the Access Radio stations in Canada, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia, thank you very much. I know that you're suffering from this dreadful virus as much as I am. Every time I see a news broadcast, I think of the Back Porch Bluegrass listeners around the world and what their situation is there, and hope that they're managing through this time. And people on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thank you very much for listening. Let's listen to some bluegrass from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Joe playing banjo, Mike Terry on mandolin, Evan McGregor on fiddle, Dwayne Sparks on guitar, and Randy Barnes on bass. And I've selected a tune from their Another Day From Life album called Miss Molly. Here it comes.
Cheeks are rosy red, her lips are soft as satin, and it tastes like gingerbread.
Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Her voice is like a little silver bell.
Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
I'll trade my favorite guitar from Ramon Allen's Eye. If only Miss Molly will say that she'll be mine.
Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
I'll tell you just once more.
Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Jerry Sally is a great producer and writer for bluegrass music. He's written some great songs, and he manages to get the best out of people in the studio, recorded all sorts of people, and I would like to play a track from him, being as well, got the vague theme of it being Easter, and I thought this sounded like a great tune, The Cross on the Right. This comes from the Jerry Sally album, Gospel from My Grassroots, and the track is called The Cross on the Right.
Stood on that hill,
Jesus died.
Jesus died, the prophecy fulfilled. Two guilty men hung there on either side, one on the left, one on the right.
Oh, there were
two other crosses on Calvary that day.
One
took his sin all the way to the grave.
The other asked forgiveness.
He's the one. Savior
saying,
Jesus walked him in paradise. Lord, won't you save me like you did the man who died on Christ? On the cross, on the cross, on the right. He's the one the Savior saved.
Jesus
walked him in paradise. Lord, won't you save me like you did the man who died on the cross, on the cross, on the right. Have mercy on me like the man who died on the cross, on the cross, on the right.
Jerry Sally with The Cross on the Right. Let's listen to Grasstown with Heartbreak Express.
I'm feeling low and lonely, got the low down blues. She just told me to put on my walking shoes. Now I'm riding this old Heartbreak Express. This old train will take me from the one I love the best.
She called me to the station, walked up on the track, said get a one-way ticket, I ain't looking for you back. Now I'm riding this old Heartbreak Express. This old train will take me from the one I love the best.
I'm looking out the window, miles rolling by, tears are falling like raindrops from the sky. Now I'm riding
this old heartbreak express. So train will take me from the woman I love the best.
We stopped in that station, I picked up the phone. I said, honey, baby, please let me come back home. I'm tired of riding this old heartbreak express. Now this old train will take me from the one I love the
Heartbreak. Well, that was a rather odd ending, wasn't it? That was Grasstown with the Heartbreak Express. Now we've got something a little bit different for you. Back in the late 1970s, I'd returned from my stay in Australia where I'd been playing music with my wife Colleen as part of the Slim Dusty Show, and we returned to Hamilton to have a family and all that sort of thing, and I started playing in a gospel group, which I very much enjoyed doing, and I was playing some banjo and some guitar and writing songs, and I had all sorts of great musicians with me, and one of the songs I wrote was very much what I consider to be an Easter song. It's called He Has Risen, and based on Matthew 28:6, and well, I'll let you hear it. It's on vinyl, so making the show at home, I've got an opportunity to play the vinyl records more easily than I would do normally. I'm on this one. Colleen's playing fiddle. Stephen Lee is doing the lead vocals. Miriam Oates is doing the harmony vocals. Colin Spear is playing rhythm guitar. Gary Easterbrook is playing bass. And Mike London is playing drums. A lot more drums than you'd normally hear in the normal bluegrass group, but that's very much what we had as a band at the time, and I hope you're going to enjoy He Has Risen.
He is risen, hallelujah, he is risen from the dead. Though he died upon the cross, we're all to see. He is risen, hallelujah, he is risen from the dead. Over death he claimed eternal victory. That the Son of God must suffer for the sins of all the world. To his place beside the Father he must go. When the time had come for him to die, he was dressed in royal robes, and a crown of thorns was placed upon his head. They scorned him and they mocked him and they nailed him to a cross, so the world could see that the Son of God was dead. Died upon the cross for all to see.
Well, that's a bit different for you, isn't it? I still think it's quite a good song, and I'd love to re-record it with a few things slightly different, but I love the way Stephen Lee sang it and Miriam did the harmony there, and He Is Risen, Hallelujah. And that was a gospel group that we had for many years and playing songs, many of which I'd written, or some of them were my old favourites from my bluegrass repertoire. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with a real mixture of music on it, from sort of He Has Risen, recorded in New Zealand, to Roy Acuff and the Wabash Cannonball, My Brain's Not Working, to Grasstown and to Joe Mullins. What a mixture we're having. The space for telling you what gigs is on is amazingly empty. Like most musicians, I've got no gigs in the foreseeable future, and things are very quiet down here. People are getting online and putting up Facebook concerts and things like that. I'm sort of just sitting at home practicing my banjo and my mandolin and my dobro and working through different songs and building things in the shed, making more little banjos. Banjo lalies, I call them. I make them out in the shed. I've just made a model of my son's house. My son Mike and his wife Haley have bought their first home, and it's an interesting house, and Mike suggested I make a model of it so they could sit there and look at it and work out things that they might do to it. So I had to build a kit set model that I could package up and send down to him so that he can assemble it, and I've just been doing that. That's been a whole lot of fun. Oh, we're going to hear from fine Australian bluegrass pickers, the Davidson brothers now. Hamish Davidson on vocals, banjo, fiddles and resophonic guitar. Lockie Davidson on vocals and mandolin. Jacob McGuffey on acoustic guitar and Lewis Gill on upright bass. And they've got various other people helping them out on different tracks. But we're going to hear from them a track called Trans-Pacific. It's an instrumental. Have a listen to the Davidson Brothers from Australia. Thank you. thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you enjoyed the show. These are difficult times we're living in. Keep safe, be kind to one another, and look after yourself. Let's take it out with the Sonoran Dogs now with a traditional tune. It's called Fare Thee Well.
Hour of the moon. I'm bound for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but true love is bound to stay behind. She blows hard, the rain, it's turning into hell. But I still might strike a lucky on the highway going west while traveling on a happy trail. So it's fare thee well,